Hey, Flipper, look.
The rest of the gang, except for Papa. He's in the hospital, but they're letting him out tomorrow.
Oh.
You don't have much of vocabulary, do you?
I'm Sandy Ricks. You kind of took me by surprise. I was fishing.
Well, I suppose it is a bit funny our coming on all of a sudden like this. We usually stay tied up at a dock somewheres when we're not working. But Papa's been in the hospital almost a week, and the gang was getting kind of restless, so I thought I'd take him sightseeing.
All those animals are yours?
Yep, Papa's and mine. Would you like to meet them?
You bet.
Well, give me a hand.
This is Leo. He's a good boy, aren't you?
Hi, Leo.
And that's Billy. The rest of these are our friends.
Takes care of Mom.
Well, Papa does mostly, but I can handle them. In fact, Sparky and I have been learning acts since Papa's been away. Would you like to see it?
Sure.
Come on. What was that?
Flipper. He's my pet dolphin. Thank you. boat and start looking.
Oh, isn't he just beautiful? Look at those markings.
Yeah. And it's a shame to deprive a skunk world of all that beauty. I mean, you take him back where he belongs, out in the woods with the other skunks.
Aw, Dad.
Now look, Bud, this is the third animal you brought home this week. Now, first there was a rabbit, and then the stray cat, you remember? Mm. And now this. Look, I'm a park warden, not a zookeeper. And besides, you don't have enough time to take care of all of them.
Sure I do.
Oh? What about that C in arithmetic?
What?
You ought to be studying right now instead of traipsing out in the woods looking for skunks.
But, Dad, a guy can't study all the time. He needs some relaxation.
Well, you limit your relaxation to playing with Flipper and Pelican Pete. At least until that card shows some improvement. Go on.
Okay.
I'll go over those arithmetic problems with you when you get them done.
Okay, Dad.
Side of the lagoon. Nothing. He might have swum over to this side and be hiding.
Well, let's go look.
Well, I gotta be getting back. My dad'll be angry. You know how it is.
But I've just gotta find Sparky.
Tell you what, I'll bring my dad. He can help us look.
Oh, no. Papa might find out. Nobody must know until I find Sparky. That is if I find him.
Sure we will. He didn't run away. He just got scared and lost. We'll get him back.
Couldn't we look some more, please?
Look, I'll come back real early in the morning. Spend a couple of hours before school going over this side of the lagoon. I know I'll find him for you.
All right.
He may even come back during the night.
But we can't stay here. It's against the law. We have to be tied up to a dock someplace.
It's okay. My dad's the park ranger here. If there's any trouble, just let me know.
Awfully nice of you, Sandy. Thank you.
Well, I better get going.
I appreciate the fact that you gentlemen have weighty problems on your minds, but how about letting your old man in on them, huh?
Nothing, Dad. Just that, nothing.
Well, that's an intelligent statement. Is that the new style this year, wearing your shirt inside out?
Huh? Well, I didn't notice. I was thinking of...
Yeah? How about you, Sprout?
Well, me? Oh, I was thinking of, my arithmetic.
Well, I'm glad to see that our little talk this afternoon made such an impression. I'll go over your arithmetic with you just as soon as you finish dinner. And you and Sandy do the dishes. Okay?
For my friend. It's a big favor. I promised him I'd do it before school.
Matter of fact, I have to do a favor for a friend, too.
Oh.
Dad said he was going to leave before breakfast, so he won't notice anyway. I won't tell if you won't.
Do you? Every time I woke up last night, I said a prayer. First for Papa, then for Sparky. You don't think praying is square, do you?
No, of course not.
I even said a prayer for you. I called you my knight in shining armor. You don't mind being called a knight in shining armor, do you?
Of course not. Just show me that dragon, fair lady.
Well, right now, let's find Sparky, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
he may have hidden in one of those coves along the beach.
Well, let's go look.
Thank you.
Mickey.
Oh, you're a good boy, aren't you? You're happy to be home.
He's okay.
I'm glad we finally got my son's weighty problem solved.
Well, I guess you know, Mr. Ricks, you've got a hero in your family. The way he went after that alligator, I nearly flipped.
Who, me?
You're a very brave boy. And you're still my knight in shining armor. But Flipper, you're my hero.
Everyone loves the king of the sea. Ever so kind and gentle is he. Tricks he will do when children are near. And how they laugh when he's near. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, lying there under the sea.